Camo Corey.
Hey, is this Robert?
Yep, sure is.
Hey, Robert, how are you? This is Zach.
Zach.
We had talked about your property on Cobblestone Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still interested in selling it?
You don't have enough money to buy it. I'm not giving it away. I don't give anything away.
That's fine.
I just don't.
Are you actively selling it or no?
No. Somebody comes in and makes a stupid offer, I'll entertain it.
I can sell that thing
in 24 hours. I got so many people calling me, it's a joke.
Uh-huh.
The neighborhood, everybody wants it. It's got the crown molding. It's got the Florida room. It backs up to the woods. You get the deer out there. And the rest of them live back to back. I mean, and it was built by Fred that owned the bank and owned a Ford agency. It was his home, and nobody ever lived in it.
Okay.
And it was Jimmy and Teresa built it, you know, the Joneses. So, I mean, the house is really, really solid. You'll never get another one in there like it.
So you're living in there. You're enjoying it. You're not really looking to sell. You'll entertain it.
I haven't lived there. I'm in Las Vegas.
You got a tenant in there.
Nope. Got nobody there.
Oh, well, what are you holding on to it for?
Because it meant something to me, and I bought it. My girl was with me 20 years, and I haven't sold it.
That makes sense.
If I want to go back and stay there, I can. Right now, I'm so freaking busy running these breweries, it's crazy. So,
okay.
So I just, it's just sitting. I'm just paying all the bills, electricity, paid the tax bill, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I see what they quoted, what it's worth, but it's worth more than that. It's a good home. It's a really nice home. I like it. Solid brick, everything.
Any plans to come back?
No, not right now. Unless somebody dies, you know, which they've been doing pretty frequently.
Sure.
Weddings and funerals. That's what happens when you get older. So, yeah, they call me. I mean, everybody. I mean, that's the house to buy. I mean, if I didn't, you know, if it wasn't for her buying it, and of course I paid for it, then. I mean, she knew the house and Jimmy, Teresa, everything. So we know all the extras that are in there and the whole bit. It's just a nice darn house, you know.
I get it. Well, it doesn't sound like you have any plans on getting rid of it anytime soon.
Nope, I'm selling next door for $2.2 million right now, hopefully. I'm supposed to close on that in 2 weeks.
In Hopewell?
No, I live in Vegas.
Oh, you're talking about where you live now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I own the house next door. Buss's house. Guy owned the Lakers. So.
Okay.
Anyway, cool. I'm under contract. We'll see what happens. But you know how it is. Something always happens at the end with some of these things, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think I took a look at that house. What was the address on that one?
42 Golf Stream.
42 what?
Golf, G-U-L-F, Golf Stream, 89113. I got an interior designer in there right now. It looks pretty darn good. Looks really good.
Oh, yeah. I did see this one. Yeah, this was a...
Well, I moved the fat guy out with the Chinese wife and then put her in there. She's a designer, so she's really got it fixed up nice.
Yeah. This one was interesting. That movie room is a little outdated, huh?
Oh, that's long gone. It's a Turkish room now with rugs hanging there and everything. That's the old pictures.
Yeah.
No. I don't think we took them down because I'm under contract.
Oh, okay.
But it really looks good now. I mean, she's really got it. I repainted the whole house and everything anyway. Should I had 400? I had hundreds of holes in that movie room. That asshole put all those things up there with the movies and stuff, so I had to redo the whole house.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah.
I don't know if you have the new pictures or not, but we took the house off the market.
Uh-huh.
Pending contract, but
it looks good, man. It's definitely a unique looking front.
Oh, yeah, the whole house is. It's really, really different, you know? But out here, everybody wants that stupid white, gray, and black. You know what I mean? They're coming over from California.
That's right. What did you sell it for, out of curiosity?
2-2 on that one.
Yeah. What did you buy? You bought it for $7?
Bought it for $7.47.
Wow. So you just bought it and you knew you were going to sell it down the road?
Well, I figured. I mean, unless I give it to my family or something. You know, you get to the point, though, you know, because you get older, you just, what are you going to do, hang on to everything? And then, fuck, you die, and what do? They come in there, and they don't know what to do. They just start selling stuff for the money. You know how families are.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm the oldest of four, so they don't do anything without asking me. But if I'm gone, they may, you know?
That's right. Well, hey, man. Congrats on the sale.
Well, it hadn't closed yet, you know.
Well, it will.
Well, it should. I mean, it's funny money coming in from overseas, okay?
I call it
funny money.
Good luck on it, buddy.
It's supposed to be a cash deal, but we'll see.
Well, good luck on it, and if you need anything, you know, you give me a holler, but I'll reach back out to you. I'm still interested in the one in Hopewell.
It's a good house. It's a great house.
Yeah, it is a nice house.
Oh, shit. Inside, it's never been lived in but a few years.
Yeah. Good well, I'll kitchen. Definitely keep in touch with you, man.
All right, let me know. Talk to you, Zach.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Okay.